Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, February the 5th. We have two topics today. Native plants, yes, and we're going to talk about native plants in the wintertime, and dog bite prevention. We'll start first of all with Steve Bishop. Good to have you here, Stephen.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You are here to tell us about a seminar or a program that you have. It's put on with the City of Columbia, right?
Parks and Recreation, Leisure Times.
And it's dealing with dog bite prevention?
Right, and specifically the supervision of children and dogs when they're together. There are, 45 million people bitten by dogs every year?
45 million people?
800,000 of those, roughly, need medical attention.
Yeah, and in all fairness to the dog, many of those bites are provoked. Because people don't know how to present themselves around the dog, or they will be tormenting the dog or teasing the dog. And a lot of times kids will do that not realizing that they're teasing a dog and they're irritating it, and there's a good chance that they're going to get bitten.
Right, and that's specifically what we're going to talk about is the signs to look for when a dog is uncomfortable, things like yawning, lip licks, panting when they're not thirsty.
You're saying if a dog starts yawning?
If they're yawning and they're not tired, then it can be a sign they're trying to relieve stress. They're in an uncomfortable situation.
Okay.
Things like creeping, which everybody knows the dog hunkers down and makes itself look smaller. Stiffening or what we call a freeze. Growling, of course, and snapping. These are all steps that a dog may take before they actually bite.
Yeah.
And most people aren't familiar with those, and that's
so
what we're going
to
talk
about. So are you talking to parents specifically about kids going up and maybe when kids go up and they think they're petting a dog, but they're pulling their ears or they're pulling their tail or they're grabbing a hold of their mouth and twisting it?
Right. Well, even I see a lot of pictures of kids hugging dogs, and it's something as what seems benign as that. If you look at the dog's expression, they're looking away, they might be leaning away from the kid, and that's a way a dog is saying, hey, I'm not comfortable,
maybe just leave me alone.
I appreciate you not doing that.
So you can talk about all the subtle signs that you look for.
Right, and we'll also talk about the more overt signs, also when kids and dogs are playing, the dog may get over-aroused, over-excited, and just kind of loses control, and they may nip or bump into the child and knock them over, and the child can get hurt in those instances also.
So when is the class?
The class is going to be February 25th from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Is there a charge for the class?
There is a charge. It's $10. You have to go through Parks and Recreation, and pre-registration is required.
Okay. So you go to columbiamole.com.
Slash Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec. And then I guess there will be a lot of programs that are
Yeah, just follow the link to the Leisure Times, and it's in there.
Okay. And it's called Dog Bite Prevention.
It's actually called What We Mean When We Talk About Supervision of Dogs and Kids.
That's the name of it?
Yes.
What We Mean When We Talk About Supervision of Dogs and Kids.
Right.
Okay, that's the one you want to look for if you want to go to the class on dog bite prevention.
Right.
And the date again is?
February 25th.
Okay, Stephen Bishop, thank you so much for
coming
by.
Thanks for having me.
I guess it's better to go on the website and not call.
Yeah, they can contact me if they want to at bishopsgatetraining@gmail.com.
Okay.
And I can point them in the right direction.
Okay, otherwise just go to columbiamole.com.
Right.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Good having you here. Now, we turn to Nadia Navarrete-Tindall. Good to have you here. Nadia from Lincoln University. And you are an expert on native plants.
Yeah.
And this is wintertime, but any time is a good time to talk about native plants.
Well, I think this is the best time for people that have never grown a native plant. in their lives, so maybe it's time for them to get excited about it. And for those that have it, we have to remember that we are doing a good job by just leaving them alone in the winter.
So if you got native plants, don't do anything to them. Just leave them alone because they are designed to live in this area with these conditions.
Yeah, in other cases, when we talk about landscaping with native plants, you have to treat them like any other native plant in a landscape. But if you they don't require so much attention as annual plants, for example, right, that you have to plant them every summer. Mm-hmm. With native plants, most of them are perennials,
yeah,
so they don't have to be replanted. All you have to do is do some cleaning, maybe start thinking about it to do it in the spring. And one of the reasons we like to leave the native plants alone in the winter because they provide food and cover for wildlife. Mm-hmm. There are many insects, and there is a lot of awareness about the native bees, especially, well, the pollinators in general,
right,
but native bees especially, they're they require native plants for nesting, for cover, and for food,
yeah,
and not only for during the growing season. Some of the native bees require or use some of the hollow stems of wildflowers or grasses, mm-hmm, and they actually hibernate in the winter time, in the stems.
So the best thing to do then, if you're growing native plants or they're growing out in the field, is leave them alone.
Yes.
Don't cut them. Leave them alone.
Yeah. Be patient. If you think that they might look a little...
Squawny?
Yeah. I mean, in the winter, it's just anything might look bad.
Yeah.
And they look dry. They might look dead.
They're going to come back. Now, you have an event coming up tomorrow, right? February 6th?
Yeah, that's right. We have a Native Plant Enthusiast Appreciation Day.
Native Plant...
Enthusiasts,
uh-huh,
Appreciation Day, and this is an offer for people that have participated in our programs before, mm-hmm, and the idea is that they come for a brainstorming session so we can tell them about all the events that are happening throughout the year.
Uh-huh.
So, and we just want to make them aware and thank them for being with us.
Okay, so what do they do now for this?
They can become volunteers,
okay,
to help us maintain the gardens. The Native Plant Outdoor Laboratory that we have at Lincoln.
So how do they get more information on this?
We have a Facebook page that is, it's just, you just look for us at under Lincoln University Native Plants Program,
okay,
in Facebook, and we list our events.
Okay. Nadia, thank you so much for coming by.
Well, thank you very
Always
much for
Always a pleasure having,
me.
Having you here, and thank you for the good work you do with native plants.
Well, thank you, Paul.
All right.
Thank
My pleasure. Tomorrow, Black History Month with Mary Ratcliffe. Our program is directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Casey Morrell. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to listen to this again or watch it, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, then Radio Friends. See you.